in the mid-70s when I first came on the police department in January 1975, and I think one of my first real tastes of what I was going to get into was a couple weeks later when Geraldine Martin turned up missing from Tulsa Junior College, and they sent us cadets. 10 of us were hired, and anytime there was a problem that somebody else didn't want to do, we got assigned to go search dumpsters and under buildings and whatever. And so we did that with Geraldine Martin. And I remember that some of these old-time detectives, like Sergeant Roy Hunt, who was an icon, the homicide supervisor that nobody could emulate ever, he pulled me aside and he called me little buddy all the time. He goes, "Hey, little buddy, I want to tell you something." I said, "What's that, Sergeant?" And he goes, "Tulsa just hit the big time." I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "We got visited by a serial killer." I said, "Wow, how do you know that?" And he goes, "Oh, about 25, 30 years of working homicide." And he was right. It took 30 years later to prove that he was right with Geraldine Martin. A guy named Clyde Wilkerson was her killer, and he was a truck driver and a serial killer and lived about a half a mile away from where she was ultimately found in Northwest Tulsa. You know, the history of crime and of policemen is really unique. There are some wonderful characters.
My first experience with homicide came before I went on the police department. I was joining the Navy. I was 17 years of age. I went to the recruiting thing, went through the whole works, and I had to have my parents' signature, and I drove to the police station. My dad was either chief of detectives or in charge of major crimes, one of the two. I went to his office, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I need your signature. And he said, "Well, come on, let's go." And I thought we were going to the post office, and we drove to a location on North Cincinnati. A woman named Dorothy Waldrop had been kidnapped from her home and taken up on top of what I think is Standpipe Hill. She was pregnant. She'd been murdered and raped. I was not allowed to get close, but it was the first time I'd ever seen a homicide victim. The guy who kidnapped her had clipped the bottom several slats from a Venetian blind and gone in through the window and had forced her out of there. My dad developed one latent print on the Venetian blind. At that time, before the automated fingerprint identification system, there was really no effective way to do a single fingerprint search. But Dad searched that one print through the fingerprint files and finally identified the guy that committed the murder, who happened to be in the county jail at that time and was convicted. Mm-hmm. And all of that happened while I was in the Navy and out of the country.
I will say something just very generally along those lines. The police department has a lot of responsibilities, from gaining trust to children and responding to 911 calls and this, that, and the other. But there's nothing bigger than, of course, protecting lives. But then when a life's lost, there's nothing bigger than investigating that and getting some resolution. Because, you know, people pick up the newspaper every day, or news reporters every day, you know, "Hey, no new news on this." People expect resolution. Through Chief Stege's tenure, I went into homicide in May of 1980. You know, he came up as a working detective, and he really installed this attitude, this culture at the police department, that we're going to do everything possible on a murder investigation to have a resolution. And over the years, not to name names, some chiefs did not have that attitude. We became a different police department. Through my tenure as a homicide supervisor, we got that back. And it was a battle nearly on a daily basis to tell people that outranked me to back off. "We're going to do this. We have a job." And I do say that Chief Ron Palmer always was supportive of me in that attitude. But he was a former homicide guy himself in Kansas City. So I think it really does something for the culture of a police department when a guy who has worked homicide eventually becomes the leader of the place, because they know that our ultimate responsibility to the community is take these killers off the street. Tulsa, we were very lucky. Some years we solved nearly 100%. Every year we were above the 80 percentile mark, and nationally, it's about 57-58% of clearing cases, homicide cases. That goes back to Chief Stege and Chief Purdy's era. They made that culture of the police department, and it's carried on 40 years.